Root system.
Yes,
we're continuing our lessons as usual. We will try to be together as much as possible, as it is written, as one man with one heart, until indeed our hearts will connect. According to that, we will get closer to the Creator. According to the connection of our hearts, so we will get closer to the Creator. And we will know that only on that depends our coming closer, and only on that depends our correction. I hope very much that we will feel the Creator in the connection of our hearts, that He will fill them. And after He will fill all of our hearts, we can truly feel ourselves that we are as one man with one heart. We wish all of those who are fighting with the evil forces that they will be successful, that everyone will be healthy and will come home. And this is what we pray for. And we hope that our exertion will save them and will give them the merit and the begin.
Except number 12. All the preventions and delays that appear before our eyes are but a form of nearing. The Creator wants to bring us closer. And all these preventions bring us only nearing. Since without them, he would have no possibility of approaching him. This is so because by nature there is no greater distance, as we are made of pure matter, while the Creator is higher than high. Only when one begins to approach does he begin to feel the distance between us. And any prevention one overcomes brings the way closer for that person.
This means that as much as we overcome the preventions, the disturbances, in actuality, in the connection between us, this helps us to see where else we have to put in forces in order to be connected more and more. We need to understand about that, that this is our work, and to the extent that we get closer to each other, we build a place called the Shekhinah, in which eventually the Creator is revealed, called Shochen, dweller, because He dwells inside the connection between us called Shekhinah. So all of the preventions, all of the disturbances, everything that we have, internal and external disturbances, whatever it is all in order for us, in spite of that, that we will connect between us and attain a place for the revelation of the Creator for us.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот в объединении сердец вы сказали, мы раскроем Творца.
In the connection of the hearts, you said that we'll reveal the Creator. How does it even happen in spite of the preventions, the delays, the foreign thoughts, all kinds of circumstances? How do the hearts connect where the Creator is revealed?
It's not against the disturbances, but rather these disturbances give us a foundation so that if above the disturbances we nevertheless connect, then these disturbances, they actually open up for us the true state. There, and only there, we discover the Creator. And the more the disturbances are stronger, this is how the Creator is revealed.
А почему именно сила помехи определяет силу раскрытия Творца?
Why is the force of this disturbance? Why does this determine the extent of revelation?
It helps us to, we have no way to discover him, to detect him, to identify him, but only through disturbances, meaning in places where we see that there is no unity there. And the more we unite, the more we unite above the forces of separation, by that we establish a place in which the Creator is revealed. And this is actually our whole correction following the shattering.
Так, а как, что мы исправляем? Мы исправляем помеху вот эту, которая раскрывается.
What exactly are we correcting? The disturbance that will be revealed or the shattering that there is between us?
We correct the shattering. The shattering between us where no one is connected with the other. This is why we don't feel the Creator. He needs to be revealed in a connection between us. And this is why we always think about how can we get closer to each other? How do we connect ourselves to each other? And how to connect it in such a way that we will feel that the Creator is inside of us, inside our connection.
А это влияет в конечном счете на вот эту разделяющую преграду и проблему, которая раскрывается?
Regarding the preventions and the problems that keep growing.
When we try to be connected to each other so that the Creator can be revealed between us, to that extent we correct the shattering, we correct the world.
And
this is our work, this is our purpose, to discover the Creator in the proper connection between us. The Creator broke the vessel. He broke the connection between us. He broke it deliberately so that we will detect the shattering and we will try to correct it. This is how we reach the correction. This is all of our work. That the Creator will be revealed. That is, we correct the Shekhinah, the place for the revelation of the Creator. Let's hope that it will succeed and it will be revealed to us soon. Nevertheless, it is happening. It's happening each and every day. PT 36.
Rav, רציתי לשאול למה צריך מניעות ועיכובים כדי להתקרב לבורא?
Why do we need preventions and delays in order to come in contact with the Creator?
Otherwise, we won't know what to do. When I have before me, let's say, some machine, and it is not working, then first of all, I have to discover what is wrong in it, inside of this machine. And then I try to detect the malfunctions and correct them.
So
the delays, what's their role? to show us what doesn't work on our system?
Yes, exactly. These are disturbances, hindrances towards connection. And when we overcome them, then we see inside of them, instead of a disturbance, a part that is already corrected. And if we fuse such corrected parts, we can already detect the proper system, relatively according to now. And in it, all in all, the upper force becomes revealed, who created it and broke it and prepared it for us so that we will put this puzzle together.
In
the excerpt we read, he wrote that when he overcomes the delay, then one can come closer.
Yes.
What does it mean to overcome these delays and preventions?
The disturbances, the lack of understanding between us, the fact that we don't feel the hearts of the friends along with our heart.
You don't always feel that the disturbance is on the coming closer of the heart, but on the ability to relate reality to the Creator. How is this related to one another?
It's the same thing, however. If the disturbance is in that we don't feel each other, then it pertains to the structure of reality. And if the disturbance is in that I don't discover the Creator, that He behaves as a hiding God, then this is already about the filling of reality.
The closeness of our hearts, what does that create in reality?
Bringing the hearts of closer reveals the Creator inside these hearts that get closer. This is what we have to do. The created beings don't need to do anything more besides to bring the broken hearts closer to each other. And in that, there will be a correction and the end of correction.
How to strengthen when there is none besides Him, emotionally, not just intellectually.
We need to exert in that. For the time being, maybe, as you say, it is more intellectual, that we can depict to ourselves a certain broken system, so that we can't put together the puzzle. And this is why we don't feel that we are connected to each other. This is why we remain corrupted, broken. But if all of us will make an effort to come closer between us, and we will turn to the Creator and ask of Him together to connect us properly as one man with one heart. Then we will begin to feel in our common feeling called one heart, we will feel the Creator. We have no one else that we need to feel, only Him. His revelation is lacking, and He should be revealed.
The transition from an intellectual perception that everything is just sitting on, there is none else besides Him, to actually feeling that there is none else besides Him.
Yes, this is called revelation.
And this revelation is done by what?
By the connection between us and by prayer to the Creator. The Creator becomes revealed inside of the connection between us, and then our connection is called a heart, or the Shekhinah. There the Creator dwells. Time and space.
Rav,
yes. Mita 4.
What are the thoughts and desires that I need to clothe on me to bring my heart closer to my friends?
The same thoughts and desires that can bring you closer to the friends and bring you and connect among you, all of you, and the connection between you will be suitable so that the Creator can become revealed, meaning the connection between you should be with love, connection, mutual bestowal, and this is how you will connect and you will feel the Creator inside, feeling this connection between you.
La segunda pregunta, Raf, ¿por qué cuando más nos acercamos entre nosotros, sentimos que estamos más lejos del Creador y se revelan todo tipo de cosas más
closer to one another? We feel that we are more distant from the Creator and bad things were revealed in the world.
This is how it needs to be. The more we will indeed come closer to the Creator, we will feel more that we are far away from Him. And we will nevertheless try, even though the distance seemingly increases, we nevertheless should perform actions to come closer between us. And according to that, we will see how much we're getting closer to Him.
And then there's the efforts we do in connection. How are the efforts in connection, how does that influence the same internal war that we're doing?
We don't need to do anything besides to make efforts in the connection between us. This is the whole war. This is the entire broken state which we have to bring to a corrected state. All in all, connection between us. And when the hearts will begin to connect, then in them we will discover the Creator. Just like with a puzzle.
So the war is between the connection between us to justifying the Creator?
To justify the Creator, we will see that according to the results from our connection. But the most important for us now is the effort towards connection.
How to respond when this prevention comes and connect it to the ten together?
To try upon the prevention to reach connection.
רב, אפשר גם כן שאלה?
כן.
כשהסירייה בונה, מתכנסת
לבונה תפילה.
When the ten gets together and builds a prayer, each one of the friends bring their own personal prayer. Each one has a different flavor in the prayer. One is chassadim, one is gvurot. What's the right technique to raise the prayer in the lesson as a prayer of the entire ten, a one prayer, correctly, that it will be received?
If I feel all of my friends in the ten, then I can raise the prayer for everyone.
But
I need to try to feel them together. Where? In my heart? Then, from that same heart, I turn to the Creator. And I ask of Him that He will connect between us, that He will correct the connection between us, and that He will be revealed inside of this connection.
We read in the beginning of the lesson that there is a prayer that the Creator will help him, that he feels the love of his friends, and that the friend will be close to his heart. So thanks to the action, he's also rewarded with an intention. question is, if there is none else besides him, what is the love of the friend towards me?
That I feel a heartfelt connection towards me from the friends, and inside this connection, the Creator is revealed, and I discover him.
And why is this prayer important? Because I usually focus on asking that I will love the friends.
Tell from the dust. It's very actual. It's a part of our prayer that we feel that this is so. But what does it mean that she cannot do it herself?
It's that the connection between you, between us, is not appreciated by us such that we can raise it up to the Creator. We don't value the force of the connection between us. And therefore that's called that the divinity, the Shekhinah, is in the dust. But if the connection between us, we were to feel, believe, and raise it to higher degrees, upper degrees, then we will certainly be in the same degree just as we expect the Shekhinah to be.
Tada. Rav,
thank you.
Rav, Машиах уходит, больше не вернется.
The words that are written that the spirit of the Messiah leaves, my egoistic part says, okay, this is what the religious people study the Torah without intention, and because of them, the Messiah leaves. But somewhere deep down within me, something says that maybe it's about you. Maybe I am to blame for the spirit of Messiah leaving.
Yes, if we don't connect between us at the same time that we're given the possibility to do so, then that light that needs to fill us departs, distances. And if we go back towards the connection between us, then he will return and fill us this upper light.
Is the egoistic feeling that relates everything to religious people being to blame? There are some limitations on this to just shut our mouth?
No, we simply don't relate. We read these words as if they in a way that they need to be heard. That are just heard up in the air.
I'm talking about my ego. Do I need to do something with it or leave it alone?
The important thing is action.
Can we pray to bring the mercy to the Creator, for the contentment of the Creator? Yesterday I looked at the news. For the first time I see the blessing of this as well, because I felt compassion. I could not say anything other than a cry for help for humanity. A cry for healing for humanity. I even felt that the Creator would be pleading with cries for us and has given us the state to rise above for humanity. How can we use this now to bring mercy? Not for ourselves, but to be contentment for the Creator.
That's if we connect and get closer to Him, that's basically the best possible action we can do, to connect between us and get closer to Him. We want Him to fulfill us and to feel that in our hearts, the entire place in our common heart of all of us is intended for Him.
Beseder, Sheila.
All right, Sheila.
Yes, 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 yes. And yesterday you said something that I really felt very overwhelmed by. You said we don't really understand what connection means. And that's, we should, I get that as we should pray for the revelation of what connection truly means. And I pray that we really be given this merit of understanding what connection means for the glory of the Creator to be among us.
Connection means that I don't distinguish between my heart and your heart, that it becomes a single heart, a single heart, a single feeling, a single heart.